Chapter 87, and the show goes on. It was early 1995. At last it was over. The In Praise of Australian Women exhibition, in which I'd used the Wagga rug as the canvas for storytelling, was ready to tour. I watched with satisfaction as the exhibition crates were loaded onto a truck bound for the Emerald Art Gallery. Emerald was the first of seven Queensland venues the exhibition would visit, sponsored by the Regional Galleries Association of Queensland. As I waved the crates goodbye, I breathed a huge sigh of relief. A couple of weeks later, having recovered from my all-consuming spurt of art making, I was able to focus on the projects I'd put on hold whilst sewing up a storm. The most pressing of these was to complete my higher degree in children's literature that I had begun 3 years earlier on my return from Swaziland. For me, the best part of the subjects on offer were the independent study options. I cheekily pitched my children's book ideas to my lecturers, who eagerly accepted them. The first one I attempted was a series of lino cuts printed black on grey handmade paper. The result? A concertina book titled Angelica, the Energetic Cat. The second was a wordless book titled A Walk Along the Beach, with hand-painted silk pages stiffened with cardboard. I received a high distinction for both. Then, out of the blue, came an invitation from the Bundaberg Art Gallery, the second stop on the In Praise of Australian Women's touring itinerary. I was asked to give an artist's talk at the official opening. This would be the first of many talks I'd give for this exhibition, and I was delighted by the large roll-up. Afterwards, it became clear that the exhibition content had struck a chord, and the feedback I received was a huge boost. When I returned from Scotland in 1987, I was introduced to Australia All Over, a popular Sunday morning radio program hosted by Ian McNamara. Australians with a story to tell either wrote or phoned in to share their doings with him and his listeners. After visiting Bundaberg, I wrote to Ian. I mentioned the opening and the exhibition's itinerary. He read out my letter on air. Unexpected nationwide publicity for free. How fabulous! In Praise of Australian Women was on the road for more than 9 years. In the exhibition's comments book, I occasionally found entries from people who remembered hearing about the exhibition on Ian's program. My idea to include a comments book was a stroke of genius, even if I do say so myself. It was placed in the gallery space with the installations and was always the first thing I unpacked when the exhibition returned to Toowoomba. I was moved by the sincerity of the comments strangers made about my work, their words confirming my belief that this collection of installations had something for everyone. Around this time, there was yet another interesting textile-related project in the wind, the National Quilt Register. The Register's objective was to document quilts of all kinds, including Wagga rugs, made or used in Australia before 1965. Naturally, I offered to help, and my exhibition of Art Wagga Rugs became a rallying point for the project. During the 9 months In Praise of Australian Women toured Queensland, I was busy talking up the exhibition to anyone who'd listen. In the course of the conversation, I was often asked when it was coming to Toowoomba. I didn't have an answer, but I needed to find one. At that time, a friend was converting an old schoolhouse into an art gallery and cafe at Highfields, north of Toowoomba. So I offered her my exhibition for the gallery opening, thereby killing two birds with one stone, making a splash for her new gallery venture, as well as giving the Toowoomba community an opportunity to see my work. The opening was a great success. The next day, I gave a talk for those wanting to know more about the work, including a freelance arts writer who wrote an insightful essay for Coppertales, a Journal of Rural Arts, a University of Southern Queensland publication. I was super chuffed that my work had caught the attention of an arts academic, and I wondered if this was a sign of things to come. Yes, there certainly was a lot happening in my life. I'd completed my degree, my first touring exhibition was a resounding success, and I'd discovered that I could make money by hiring my self-contained exhibition package to regional galleries and museums across the country. It seems I'd inadvertently stumbled on an unorthodox way to support myself as an artist and at the same time retain ownership of my work. How much better could it be? I was on a roll, with new exhibition ideas bobbing up weekly, but there was one project at the top of the list. As I'd just spent 18 months working on an exhibition about women, I needed a change. I decided to shift my focus to the men. I visualised a series of installations describing life for working men in regional and remote Australia using shades of grey blanket. I was off and running.